All right, so get ready because today we are diving into a Hollywood scandal that is seriously making waves everywhere. We're talking Biddy, Justin Bieber. It's a whole lot of unanswered questions. You know, I've gone through all those articles you sent, and well, let's just say it paints a pretty intense picture. So, you ready to unpack this?
You know, it's interesting here. We're not just dealing with your typical, celebrity feud. This isn't just a PR nightmare. It's something much deeper. The sources point to something darker, like a story about power, and manipulation, and really the price of fame.
Yeah, that price of fame. It's a recurring theme, isn't it? So, okay, set the scene for us. We know there was a party and things went south pretty quickly, but like, what was the vibe before everything kind of exploded?
A lot of the articles describe the party as incredibly tense. This wasn't just your typical Hollywood, air kisses and forced smiles kind of thing. There were whispers, anxious glances. You could really feel this sense of unease.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And actually, one guest even mentioned seeing Diddy having this heated conversation with one of his assistants. It really set the tone for the rest of the evening.
Okay, so there was already drama, like brewing under the surface.
Yeah.
So where does Justin fit into all of this?
Well, initially, he seems like just another guest, at the party. But one article I read, it said Diddy pulled him aside, like for this super private, off-the-record conversation. Witnesses even describe it as being pretty intense. It was almost as if Diddy was summoning him, not inviting him to chat. Definitely raised eyebrows at the time.
Yeah, it sounds like something straight out of movie, like where everyone's pretending that everything's fine, but you can just tell that something's about to go down. So what happened? Did this private chat trigger the whole scandal?
It seems that way. Shortly after that conversation, things just escalated like crazy. Multiple sources report that Diddy became increasingly agitated. And then there was this other confrontation, this time with someone connected to Justin. The details are still kind of sketchy, but it got physical, and someone called the police.
Wow, okay. So we've gone from forced smiles to police sirens real quick. That's a serious turn of events. So what exactly are the allegations against Diddy?
The sources mention things like coercion, manipulation, even assault. One article I saw specifically cited witnesses who claimed that Diddy was pressuring someone to sign a contract under duress. And apparently, the police found evidence at the scene that backed up these claims.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Diddy's in some pretty serious legal trouble here. But how does Justin connect to all of this? Was he just a bystander caught in the chaos?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. While Diddy was dealing with the police, Justin got this really cryptic text message. It read, "You can't hide forever. The truth will surface soon."
Whoa, chilling. That's not your typical wrong number text. It sounds like a threat or a warning.
Right. And to make things even more interesting, an anonymous tip was submitted to the police right around the same time. And this tip alleged that Justin was more involved in Diddy's schemes than anyone realized.
Okay, so now we're getting into some serious conspiracy theory territory.
Yeah.
What exactly does this anonymous tip claim Justin did?
You know, the sources, they're a little vague on the specifics, but they suggest that Justin was more than just a pawn in Diddy's game. They imply he may have played a more active role in some of the alleged manipulation and coercion.
So is Justin a victim, a co-conspirator, or something in between?
That's the million-dollar question. And to really understand that, I think we need to take a closer look at Diddy's character and his, what they're calling his web of control. The sources paint this really fascinating, kind of disturbing portrait of how he operates.
Right, so let's dive into that. What exactly are they saying about Diddy, his personality, his power, his influence? What picture are they painting?
Well, they describe him as someone who meticulously, cultivates his image, projecting this aura of power and control. But it's not just about money or fame. It's about using that power to kind of manipulate those around him. One article even quotes a former associate who said, "Diddy doesn't just want to be in the room. He wants to be the room."
That's a pretty powerful image. It sounds like he's built this empire, right? Where he calls the shots and everyone else, they're just playing by his rules. But how does that connect to the allegations against him?
Several sources suggest that Diddy's tactics, they go beyond just persuasion. They describe him as being incredibly controlling and manipulative. He uses these implied threats and these veiled promises to get what he wants. It's like he creates this culture of fear and obedience around him.
Okay, so we're seeing a pattern here. Diddy exerts his power and influence, and people feel pressured to comply, even if it means, compromising their own values or crossing ethical boundaries.
Exactly. And that's where the allegations of coercion and manipulation really come into play. The sources suggest that Diddy's methods can be really subtle, but incredibly effective. He knows how to make people feel indebted to him, and he uses that leverage to get what he wants.
Right, so we're starting to understand how Diddy operates, but let's circle back to Justin. If this is Diddy's MO, where does Justin fit into this web of control?
That's where things get really fascinating, and we'll need to unpack that more in the next part of our deep dive.
So we've established that Diddy, you know, has a particular way of wielding power, and it's not always pretty. But going back to Justin, like, was he aware of what he was getting into? Was he a willing participant, or was he kind of, like, manipulated by Diddy?
That's a great question. And the sources offer some interesting clues, you know. One article highlights this conversation between Diddy and Justin. It happened a while back. Where did he warn him, like, about the darker side of the industry? Apparently, he told Justin to be careful who he trusted and to watch his back, because not everyone had his best interests at heart.
Man, it's like a scene straight out of a music industry drama. Like, Diddy's giving him a glimpse behind the curtain, showing him how the game is really played.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so complex.
Yeah.
Was Diddy genuinely trying to mentor Justin? Or was this, like, a calculated tactic to groom him? To make him feel indebted, more susceptible to manipulation.
Yeah, it's almost like he was simultaneously warning Justin about the dangers and then positioning himself as the only one who could protect him.
Precisely. And that's where the sources become even more ambiguous about Justin's role, you know. On one hand, they describe him as being starstruck by Diddy, eager to please him, earn his approval. Like, he saw Diddy as a father figure, someone who could guide him to even greater success.
But then there's that anonymous tip, the one claiming that Justin was more actively involved in some of Diddy's, you know, the questionable dealings. That kind of suggests a level of awareness and complicity. That goes beyond just, like, naive hero worship.
Right. And some sources even hint at Justin's ambition, his desire to get to the top, no matter the cost. There's this one article, and it quotes a source close to Justin saying, he's always been willing to push boundaries, to do whatever it takes to win.
So are we looking at a situation where Justin was willing to, like, turn a blind eye to Diddy's tactics because he thought it was just, like, the price of success?
It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, the sources don't outright say that Justin was aware of any of the illegal stuff, but they suggest that he was willing to, you know, operate in a morally gray area to advance his career.
Yeah, it raises a really interesting point about, like, the music industry in general. Is this cutthroat, do whatever it takes mentality just part of the game? Like, do the ends justify the means when it comes to fame and fortune?
It's a big question. And it's one that the sources really don't shy away from. They highlight this, you know, intense pressure to succeed in music, the competition, the ruthless tactics.
And it seems like Diddy has become, like, a symbol of that. Like, he represents both the allure and the danger of achieving success at any cost.
Exactly. He's become a bit of a cautionary tale, a reminder that, like, pursuing fame and power can lead down a very dark path.
And what about Justin? Where does this leave him? You know, he's facing all this public scrutiny, his reputation's on the line, and then there's this chilling text message. It really suggests things are about to get a lot worse.
The sources describe him as being terrified, realizing that he's in way over his head. He's gone from being this, like, golden boy of pop music to being embroiled in this huge scandal. It could completely derail his career.
It's got to feel like his whole world is just collapsing around him. And to make matters worse, he's stuck. If he speaks out against Diddy, he risks being labeled a traitor, right? And facing the wrath of someone who clearly knows how to, you know, use their power. But if he stays silent, he risks being implicated in the crimes and potentially facing legal consequences himself.
Yeah, it's a classic dilemma. Loyalty versus self-preservation.
Yeah.
And the sources don't really give us any easy answers. They leave us wondering what choices Justin will make and what the ultimate consequences are going to be.
This whole situation's just, it's so messy and complicated. It's like this tangled web where everyone's connected. And honestly, no one seems entirely innocent.
And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's not a simple, you know, good versus evil story. It's more nuanced. Mm. It makes you think about power, ambition, and, you know, those moral compromises that we sometimes make, you know, when we're chasing success.
So what happens next? How does this story play out? The allegations are serious. Diddy's facing legal trouble, and Justin's caught right in the crossfire. What do the sources say about the potential fallout?
Well, one thing's for certain. This scandal is far from over. The sources suggest that the police investigation is still going, and more details are likely to, you know, come out.
And you know what they say, right? Where there's smoke, There's fire. I got a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I agree. And with all the media attention on this case, it's just a matter of time before more information comes to light.
So let's speculate a little, right? What are some potential outcomes for Diddy? Could he actually face jail time, or will he just like use his power and influence to, weasel out of this?
That's tough to say. The charges are serious, but he's got a team of high-powered lawyers, and they'll undoubtedly fight tooth and nail to protect him.
But even if he manages to avoid jail time, his reputation's already taken a hit, right? I mean, the public perception has shifted. It's going to be really hard to regain that trust.
Absolutely. And that's something that the sources really emphasize. They argue that even if Diddy escapes legal consequences, he's already suffered a major blow to his image, his legacy.
And what about Justin? What's his best move at this point?
The sources seem to think he needs to distance himself from Diddy and really cooperate fully with the police. He needs to show that he's not part of Diddy's inner circle and that he's willing to tell the truth, even if it means, implicating his former mentor.
But that takes guts. That's a really risky move. He could end up alienating powerful people in the industry and really jeopardize his future.
Yeah, it's a tough call. And ultimately, it's Justin's decision. But the sources seem to agree that staying silent or, remaining loyal to Diddy is not a viable option in the long run.
This has been a fascinating deep dive. So many layers and so many unanswered questions. We've gone from, a glamorous party to a police investigation, cryptic text messages, allegations of manipulation and coercion. But we only have time for one more segment of this deep dive. And before we wrap things up, I want to go back to that text message that Justin received. You can't hide forever. The truth will surface soon. Who do you think sent that? And what truth are they talking about?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And, well, the sources offer a lot of speculation, but no definitive answers.
It really does feel like that text just hangs over everything, right? Like a ticking time bomb. It's almost as if whoever sent it, they know something, something we don't, something that could just blow this whole case wide open.
Oh, absolutely. And, that's what makes this whole deep dive so compelling. It's not just like a celebrity scandal. It's more like a puzzle with all these missing pieces. And we're just trying to uncover the truth.
Okay, so let's play detective for a minute. Based on, everything we've read, who are the most likely suspects behind that message?
Well, one possibility is it came from someone close to Diddy, maybe a former associate who, like, turned against him, or someone who's maybe trying to protect Justin.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like someone on the inside, they see how Diddy operates and they see Justin as a pawn, right, being manipulated, and they want to warn him before it's too late.
Exactly. Or it could be someone with, like, a grudge against Diddy, someone who wants to see him taken down, and they're using Justin as leverage.
So a revenge plot, an attempt to settle some old score, but wouldn't that make Justin like more of a target?
Not necessarily. It could be their way of pressuring Justin to cooperate, to turn on Diddy, spill the beans.
Okay, so we've got some motives, but like, who are the players? Are there any actual names in those articles?
There are a few names that pop up,
Huh.
but nothing really concrete. One article, it mentions a former business partner of Diddy's, someone who's been pretty vocal, criticizing his methods. Another source points to this rival music executive. They've had a long-running feud with Diddy.
So basically, anyone in Diddy's world is a potential suspect. That's wild.
Right. It's like a real-life whodunit.
It really is. But beyond like the gossip and the intrigue, this story, it brings up some bigger questions, doesn't it, about the music industry as a whole. Like we're seeing behind the curtain, it's not all glitz and glamour.
No, it's not. And, the sources definitely don't paint a pretty picture. They describe it as cutthroat, a place where ambition and greed are more important than anything else.
And while it seems like Diddy is a symbol of that, he's both the allure and the danger of, chasing that fame and fortune, whatever the cost.
Yeah. He's a reminder that power corrupts and that even those who seem to have it all, well, they can be brought down by their own actions.
But what about the people who get caught in Diddy's web? People like Justin, who, might have been manipulated or coerced into doing things they wouldn't normally do. What does this say about the pressure on young artists?
Well, it's definitely a cautionary tale. The sources, they really emphasize staying true to your values, surrounding yourself with people you can trust, and being wary of anyone who promises you the world, but wants your soul in return.
It's about recognizing those red flags, right? Setting boundaries, knowing when to just walk away, even if it means like your career might be on the line.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, your integrity, your well-being, it's more important than any amount of fame or fortune.
This has been quite a deep dive. Twists, turns, unanswered questions. We've gone from, a fancy party to a police investigation to cryptic text messages and allegations of some pretty serious stuff.
And even though we might never know the whole truth, well, we've learned a lot about power dynamics, the allure of fame, and just the importance of staying true to yourself, even when you're under pressure.
That's so true. And this story, it's not over yet, right? So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on it and seeing how it all unfolds.
Yeah, we will. And in the meantime, I think it's important for everyone listening to keep exploring these issues, to question what you see and what you hear. Use those critical thinking skills to navigate the world around you.
That's great advice because, as we've seen in this deep dive, the truth, well, it's not always easy to find, but the search for it, that can be both enlightening and empowering. So until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay vigilant.